goes back to Sefer Hasidim. Every Jew has a chelik in Torah. Every Jew has a chidush in Torah. Every Jew was assigned something in Torah where they will innovate in Torah. That's their assignment, and they have to do it. Finally, one more passage. His here lechabed uliyaker is ishto. Rav Nachman warned his disciples in particular that they should honor and hold dear their wives. Yomar halo anoshim heim sovlim tsar v'yisurim gdolim ma'od ma'od. Women suffer much. It's their responsibility to raise the children, yiladehem, tsar, ha'ibur, going through a pregnancy, going through birth, haleda, v'hagidol, kasher yodua l'chol otzem ach'ovam v'tsarom yisurehem. V'kama ofanim akoshim u'kvedim ma'od ma'od. Women suffer much in raising families. Al-kein roi l'rachem aleihem. Therefore, one must be merachem on women, u'liyakrem, and hold them dear, u'lechabdem, and honor them. V'chein amu razal, and he quotes a whole series of passages from the Gemara, which support this teaching. Okay, so much for Nachman. We learned his own words. Now let's say the Tikkun Klali. Yes. Okay, good. Adarab.
The famous Vesakhor is from the over 30,000 Jews and children of the Khmelnytskis and the Kozakhin. He came there. So, as you know, the Russians destroyed everything. A prince of the Khoshid was afraid that the team would also be destroyed. So he bought the land and built this house. So, So, he bought this land and built this house. The house is mamish the border of the Tien. You cannot destroy a cave near the Tien. Then he was afraid that they would know why he did it. So he sold it to a local person. This local person was always here. Supposedly she helped the Eden. Whenever somebody came, she immediately called the KGB to come. So hardly whoever came here could say the Ten Capitals to them, you fought the KGB, let me say it, and they were always taken away from here. This was, they came with Kunzen, with other, till 25 years ago, they started coming here legally, mamish legally, only to here, with, I came also here, I came with an interest car, with and the driver told me, don't take translator, say you don't need translator, issue the tip of course. In this place was still, this lady started making trouble. She said she wants to sell it and she wants a lot of money. And she built a fence around here, the son-in-law, to say I wanted so much and so much from everybody that comes in. Finally, last year they bought it for $130,000. The money was raised in Rosh Hashanah. They paid the portion, she stepped out. Now the territory belongs to the World Organization of Wrestlers. They control the whole place. Sister Jorgen Lehmer calls. Now let's say the King of Pitler to them together.
From Mezhebezh, we will go to Berditchev, and we'll be at the caravan of Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. And we're not spending too much time in Ukraine. Tonight we'll be in Lvov, so we're going to try to cover as much ground as we can today, but come at a reasonable time to Lvov. So when we get to Berditchev, we will take stock, we'll see what time it is, what time we leave Berditchev, and from Berditchev on, we will play it by ear, and we'll guide ourselves as to whether we're going anywhere else on the basis of whether we have sufficient time to get into Lvov at a reasonable hour. Even though it's not quite the appropriate way to do it, but we